from KQED.
On Friday, Tesla Motors delivers its all-electric Model S sedan to customers with great fanfare at its factory in Fremont. The California-based carmaker says it's got more than 10,000 reservations for the S lined up, but it's anyone's guess whether the market is ready to respond full throttle. Allison Van Diggelen has the story.
I'm at the Tesla factory with Gilbert Hassan. Gilbert is VP of manufacturing at Tesla.
See, the robot is actually picking up the part, again, in slow motion to make sure that everything works well. You don't want anything to break.
Shiny red robots and employees in matching red T-shirts are working hard, assembling, welding, painting, and testing the new Model S sedan here at the factory in Fremont. Charles James Lambert is one of the team leaders and can't contain his enthusiasm.
I'm building the door handle, and it's going on something fabulous to me. The Model S, so sexy to me, the car, right? That we have a door handle that responds, and it's just pure elegance to me.
The Model S is phase two of Tesla CEO Elon Musk's master plan to disrupt the car industry and create efficient, sustainable transportation. In 2008, Tesla released the Roadster, a high-end electric sports car priced at over $100,000. With the second-generation Model S, Tesla has made a more affordable car with a base price of $50,000. Their plans call for a third-generation model for $30,000, an electric car for the masses. Tesla has already catalyzed an industry shift. Today, most major car companies are releasing electric or hybrid models. Steve Jurvetson is a Tesla board member.
Even some of the biggest competitors, the gas-burning giants of the past, have admitted that they kicked off their electric vehicle program because they saw what Tesla did. Management says, well, this little company in California is doing it. Why can't we?
Tesla may be a trailblazer, but it faces a bumpy road ahead. Damon Lavrins, transportation editor for Wired magazine, says that Tesla must overcome both range anxiety and charging time challenges to gain mass market adoption.
The real issue is the amount of time it takes to fill up.
Price is also an issue. The car with the 150-mile range may have a base price of $50,000 after federal rebates, but for the fully loaded model with the 300-mile range, you'll pay closer to $100,000. California buyers also get a state rebate plus those precious carpool stickers.
Once we can get that price of entry lower, once we can get that battery capacity larger, that's when it's really going to take off.
So far, some investors are bearish. Tesla stock is one of the most shorted on the NASDAQ, reflecting concerns over the company's high debt levels, tough competition, and uncertain prospects for mass market adoption. But board member Jurvetson is hardly nervous at the wheel. He snagged the first pre-launch Model S and raves about it with the wide-eyed glee of a teenager describing his first car.
It's kind of like driving in a hyperspace portal to the future.
Yet this futuristic car that accelerates 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds does so in a whisper, not a roar.
Silence is better. You know, it's like saying I sleep better when there's industrial noise going outside my house. Really?
Jurvetson suggests that for drivers who miss the roar of an internal combustion engine, downloadable sounds might be the answer.
People can make it sound like whatever you want. You know, Harley Davidson, you like that. Yeah, fine. Dial it up. Just blast your ears out. Who cares?
Jurvetson, a Silicon Valley venture capitalist, sincerely believes that all vehicles will be electric one day.
And then I love what it represents. Emblem of the future and a symbolic step towards a oil-free economy.
So far, Tesla has 10,000 reservations for the Model S and will deliver about half this year, ramping up to 20,000 next year if the orders continue to come. Experts compare it to the BMW 5 Series, but back at the factory, Tesla's VP of Manufacturing, Gilbert Passin, explains its edge.
Well, we're going to change the world by bringing a product that is extremely efficient in so many ways, very clean for the planet, extremely fast, extremely comfortable, extremely beautiful.
But Tesla has to get it right the first time. There's no room for error.
The car has to be finished, has to be perfect. It's like, you know, the people working here know that this is the end of the line, so it has to be good.
Although these challenges seem formidable, Musk is attacking them like a true tech superhero, channeling the wild ambition of Steve Jobs and his obsessive search for perfection. Musk reportedly works 80 to 90 hours a week, splitting his time between Tesla and his space exploration company, SpaceX.
No, he might have superpowers, I don't know.
Last month, Musk proved naysayers wrong with his historic SpaceX mission to the International Space Station. Can he do the same for the electric vehicle market? So much depends upon the successful launch of the Model S sedan. Damon Lavrins of Wired magazine sums it up.
It's not just so much a make and break it for Tesla, it is very much a make or break it for the entire electric vehicle industry.
For the California Report, I'm Allison Van Diggelen.